like yours printed out too. Yours did. Carl did. Joe. Anybody else? Meeting order. I'll turn it over to Pastor. Devotion.
All right, we'll use the front page of your annual report there. It has readings and songs and prayers and all that. So if you'll turn there with me, we'll do it a little bit out of order. We're going to go reading him and then the prayers. The reading for today is from Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. And so we'll see, we are all one in mission. If you need the hymnal for maybe bigger print, it's 576.
Thank you.
As we gather today, bless us, O Lord.
We are a church that belongs to Jesus Christ. We believe we are a part of God's unfolding promise. As we gather, we connect with leaders everywhere and are drawn more deeply into God's saving story.
As we engage in discussion and discernment today, bless us, O Lord.
We are a church whose unity is in Jesus Christ. We gather to discover, discern, and boldly participate in what God is up to in our congregation, our community, and the world.
As we live out our faith through decisions today, bless us, O Lord.
We are a church that proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ and believes that through the gospel we are justified by God's grace through faith. We believe we are transformed through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and thus are always being made new.
As we are one body with many members, bless us, O Lord.
As there are many parts to the body of Christ, help us to see how we are individually members, one of another, so that we are free to serve and love our neighbors with a living there in every kindness in God's grace. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Hopefully everybody has looked through their book, and we're going to look at the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? The only change I have come up with, I wrote the agenda, but unfortunately I came up with another change. Down under New Business, number 2, St. Luke's Lutheran Endowment Fund Committee appointments. Those by constitution, by church constitution, are appointed by the council. So we can delete that, but I will need a motion from the floor if you wish to delete that.
I'll make a motion that we delete item number 2 in New Business.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion and a second to delete number 2 under New Business. Do I hear those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as it's written and amended now?
I'll make a motion to approve the amended agenda.
We have a motion to approve the amended agenda. We have a second. All those in favor of the motion to approve the agenda as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Motion approved. We'll now move into the annual minutes. Normally the minutes are read at a meeting. As you'll probably notice, the minutes are quite long. Does anybody want the minutes read at this meeting?
That was the last meeting?
Yes, back a year ago in January.
That's kind of past. Let it roll.
The council did approve them. Back.
Thank you, George. Now I'd like to have a motion to approve the annual minutes.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the annual minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion passed. We'll move into the pastor's report. She has a few points to point out.
Can you hear me or do I need a microphone? just thought I'd check. I shouldn't assume this, but everything's in print as far as pastoral acts and statistics, all that stuff's in here already, so perhaps you've looked at it. If not, if you have any questions, let me know. I did put a written report in here as well that I wanted to kind of go off of that written letter there. For me, the annual meeting is always a fun time because it's a time for us to look to the future. And where are we going? Where are we heading? We know where we've been, so where are we going? What's happening? First, I want to thank people, especially all of you, for being here today. By you being here today, you're saying that you care about St. Luke's, you care what we're doing, you care about this ministry. So thank you for being here today. It takes all of us to be the church, so I'm glad that you made the effort to be here today. And I also want to thank everybody that's been participating in any way. Ushering, lecturing, assisting ministers, shoveling the snow, mowing the grass, counting the offering, all those things that we do together, the altar girl field, giving offerings even, or teaching, just being here. So thank you all for that, because I can't be the church by myself. It takes all of us to be the church. I'll give special recognition today to Julie for all her hard work with the music, so thanks, Julie, wherever you are. We owe Aelita many, many thanks for taking on the treasurer thing, because that's been a lot of work. Thanks to Dean for stepping in to be president. Thanks, Dean. Thank you, Lois, for taking notes. That's quite a chore. So thank Lois for that. Todd, Gary, and Jim also for being on council. That's a hard thing sometimes to fill, so thank you for that. And of course, we're all thankful to Sherry for all her hard work in the office. It takes all of us working together to make things happen. So jumping off from things to looking at this year, you'll notice there was a narrative budget in the back here. After the line item budget, there is a narrative budget, and that kind of gives a vision for where we hope to go this year. Some special things are coming up, like the National Youth Gathering, which is, I don't know if anybody's been there in a while, but Miranda and I are going to go to Detroit to join with most of the youth from across the ELCA in Detroit for worship and service. And it's a really fascinating experience, wonderful experience. So we've got that. We've got more kids going to camp this year. There's all sorts of exciting things that are coming up. And that's just kind of an idea of where we see it now. As we know, as the Spirit moves, things change. So who knows what may happen as the year progresses. But for now, that's kind of what we're looking at. And so let's talk about service for a minute. There's two forms of service, right? When we come together to worship, it's called a worship. When we go out and take care of other people, it's called service, right? So the two services are connected. And for me this year, that's one of my special focuses, is tying us together. Worship, if you're Lutheran, worship is the center. That brings us together as community so that we can go out and serve. It all starts here. So the most important thing we do is worship together and share in communion, because that's what strengthens us to then tie in with this morning's sermon, cast our nets. And we can't cast our nets if we're not here to cast them. So service and service are tied in together. And on my letter, you'll notice that it says, we can't be St. Luke's Lutheran Church without you. Right? It takes all of us. So when we're all together, then we're strengthened to be able to do things. So bringing us together in worship so that we can go out. The church is a place from which to serve. And for a lot of us, you know, we're big on vocation in the Lutheran Church. My vocation, I've been given special gifts that I go out into the world and I share God's love wherever I'm at, individually. And we kind of get stuck in that individual part. But we're also the body of Christ when we come together and serve that way. And when we serve from the church out, then people have a clearer vision that this is who Christ is. This is who Jesus is. This is what it's about. And so it's not just going out from here, but also caring for one another. So we need to be concerned about one another, care about one another. If, you know, the sidewalk is icy, some people won't come to church. So we need to help make sure that the sidewalk is clean. If somebody can't hear well, they're not going to come to church. So what can we do to help them hear better? People can't see well. What can we do to help them see better? How do we come together to make it better for each other and to really care about each other and say, well, I know this person has this problem, so I can help by doing this. Really kind of reaching out to one another. And when we reach out in here, then it'll spill out beyond our walls. So God wants us to care for everyone here and far away. So our reflection for this year is, how might we be the church gathered together to serve? How do we get everyone to worship so that we can go out and serve together? So together is the key thing here, being together. So, as I like to say, the church is not Burger King. It's not the place to come and get it your way when you're hungry for a Whopper, right? But it's a place to come and to be fed to go out. And so we need us together. And yes, you're forgiven if you don't come to church, of course. But this is the place where we hear those words of forgiveness and feel through communion. We feel it as well. We get that forgiveness. The Spirit of God is forgiveness. That's where it's at. Forgiveness. Jesus' Spirit is the Spirit of forgiveness. When we come here, we hear forgiveness, we experience forgiveness, we can take it out into the world. So getting us together at worship so that we can be a mission center then is my goal for the year, if you want to call it a goal, but my reflection for the year. Looking into that, how do we do that? How can we come together to be that community that serves? And so I'm also then also asking you to feel empowered to serve. If you see that something needs to be done, do it. If you see that light bulb needs to be changed, change the light bulb. If you see somebody's box is full of stuff and you haven't seen them, go visit them. If you haven't seen somebody, give them a call. I want you to be empowered to be the church because it's all of us together. It's not me. I can't do everything. I can't. I'm only one person. So it takes all of us together to get this done. And so if you've ever been like, oh, well, nobody asked me to do that, I'm asking you now to do it. If you see a need, fill it. If you need help, I'm here to help. Just let me know. But feel empowered. This is God's church, and we're the members of this place. So let's make it the best we can for God's sake. And it does require us to be vulnerable. And so I'm also going to ask you to be vulnerable. Let people know if you need something. And be willing, be vulnerable enough to go up to somebody else and ask them if they need a hand. And when we're vulnerable with one another, then we'll have that community and we'll be able to go out and serve better. So, I have in there, we can't be the church without you. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe we can't be the church without you? A little regret with a little shrug back there. It's true. We can't be the church without you. So, I have fancy dancy magnets for you. That says, we can't spell church without you, St. Luke's Lutheran Church, for you to put on your refrigerator. They hold up to 6 pieces of paper, in theory, so that you can put, like, the church calendar behind it or anything else you want, but stick it on your fridge so you can look at it. And be reminded, we do need you here. We need you. We can't be here without you. So, I have magnets for everybody.
We can have Gary hand them out. I want to thank the pastor for what she's done in this past year, actually the 2 years she's been here. I know she loves everybody in this congregation, and she goes above and beyond the call of duty to talk to you and get you involved. I'm going to do without this thing. Just something to hang on to. Okay, questions and comments on on reports in the annual meeting. The report book here. So we've we've got the minutes from last year. We've gone through that. Yearly church council report. Anybody have questions or discussion on what was written there? If I'm going too fast for somebody, let me know. The faith formation report from Pastor.
And I'd like to say about the statistical report, I think we finally have everything cleaned up, so these numbers should be accurate now.
Well, the top of page 7 you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the numbers, how they have gone down. Is that because the records were not kept up to date, or what is the reason for the decrease of membership?
I know there was a lot of record keeping that was had to be gone through and finally figure out where we were at. That could be part of it. Probably some of you have known people that have transferred for whatever reason. People have moved away. Of course, nothing we can do about that. People not coming. Maybe they don't feel involved. Maybe they need somebody to call on. Say we miss you. We don't really know until we contact some of these people.
Do we?
Pardon?
Do we contact them when they don't come? It's up to each one of us.
Have you? I mean, we can.
Yeah.
Yes. All of us. Pastors talk about empowering every one of us to talk to friends that we used to have in the church. We used to come to the church and they were there. But they aren't now.
How many did we gain and how many did we lose? Did that say that?
Yep, it said that.
Yeah.
Page 7, George.
Actually, the adjustment is a minus 3 for this past year.
That's pretty good.
So we did actually, new members received 11. Members that we do not have anymore, 11. And we come up with a minus 3. Now that's some good statistical reference there. But
It was 0, and then there were a few people that were counted as members last year who weren't actually members, and so that was an adjustment of those 3 people. So, yeah, we broke even.
But we have to bring new people into the church, too. If you have a neighbor that you think, you know, you're good friends with, you might ask them if they'd like to come to church. Anybody else got suggestions? Very good. Then there's the pastoral act. God's work, our hands. We did a lot this past year. Thanks to everybody. Worship report.
Do we think that is that working? Not another. Is it working to have a second service at home? Do you think, Pastor?
I'd like to comment on that. I know that at one point we were getting together over here after the Christmas pageant, and there was a couple of people, there were 3 people at the back of the church walking in, and they said, is there going to be a second service? And I said, just a second. I ran to the pastor and I said, is there a second service? Well, if there's people here, yeah. So to me, that means it's working. My thought.
And we have people here today that have gone to the second service, and it worked conveniently for them. And they did not feel left out. They could not make it to the first service. So yes, Pastor has made a decision that she will be available. And she will be.
Yeah, it's hard for her if she plans, and of course it's the same sermon, but if she plans and then nobody comes, that's hard for her.
But that is the pastor.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
She planned.
And it's not a whole lot more extra work, Dad. You can come. It's more. It's very much more casual and stuff. So
it's just Sunday school that we plan for people. Come.
Yeah, Sunday school. Absolutely. I mean, people need to start showing up for it.
The pastor puts together quite a few things in the church that people don't take advantage of. And a lot of them are fun things. And you learn things. It's more on a one-to-one basis. The second service is more on a one-to-one. Everybody sits up here in the front. Wednesday night service. Another one. A lot of give and take. You know, it's more informal. Come see.
How many come to church on Wednesday then?
I think it said about six or so on a regular basis. Is that correct?
Well, there's a usual four, and then we pick up some people here and there.
Sounds like we better have another sermon on Friday night.
Did you say Friday night?
Yeah,
we go.
Okay, George, I'll meet you here.
Maybe Friday or Saturday night is down at the brewery. Yes? Maybe we get more people. Anybody other comp? Excuse me, George.
Was that successful at the brewery?
Pastor?
Yeah, we have a normal crew that goes. Weather and stuff sometimes impacts it, but it's been good. At least four. And it's good discussion. We get to talk about all sorts of stuff. And everybody's welcome. And we've moved to the couch. It's much quieter now than it was when we were in the big room. And you don't have to drink beer. There's root beer and the other one. Cream soda. Which are both very good.
Dean, we had movie night at the brewery Friday night.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, at Gary's movie night, you have the real stuff. You know? So,
show up.
Gary only gets one. So, we're good to go.
Dean?
Yes.
On page 9, near the bottom, it says, "Thank you, Sid Parker, for organizing the ushers." I think we ought to thank him also for engineering the youth to go stock the pantry, because that's a big job. That's a huge job. Any of us that work there know it's a big job to stock the pantry.
And the pastor has had the communicants go. Mm-hmm. It's a good outreach. It's a good help the community. You know, teach people young, and they'll continue doing that.
I know that the pastor and Julie do 1 week in the month, and they would enjoy it, have anybody who'd like to help come and do that.
Thank you, Pastor and Julie.
Yes, sir. That's the confirmation class. That's the third Saturday. So.
Probably has to bring Julie along to get Walker to come, right?
Well, that way they don't have to wait till noon. They can go at 11:15 since I stay here for worship.
Good. Other comments? St. Luke's Bell Choir on page 10.
Our fearless leaders aren't here this morning, but we have had quite a bit of success this year, and we've been able to do, we go to the Inholt. What is it, Pastor, every 3 months or so?
Something like twice a year, yeah.
And we have at least four women who join us from other churches.
Yeah.
And so that brings us up to about 12 members. I think it's well worth our, we all enjoy it. What do you guys think about it for the services?
Very awesome. Great.
We have a great outreach with the bells. I think the community understands, you know, really looks forward to hearing the bells, because it is unique, and we do have a great crew. ELCW report. Great bunch of ladies to work on this, to get together. Did a lot for the community and the church. Can always use new members.
And actually, every woman in the church is already a member. That's how it goes. So come to your meeting.
Lutheran World Relief. Backpacks, school supplies. The Coffee Project. Over there for a few men to get something for your Valentine, sweetie.
Who's in here?
You gotta get him off the ice and come over.
He's so nice.
We'll skip the. Well, there is the financial report for ELCW. Kid shop. I think the time was right. Everybody thought it was right to move the kid shop on to someone new. It's always good for new blood to move in. And I believe they were very successful this year. So I think the congregation made a wise choice there. House committee report. That went as smooth as it could. I think the people on the committee and the council felt that it worked well we sold the house. Had some projects to get together, put a roof on, do some painting. Always good. Questions? Comments?
Is there going to be a report on what we're going to do with that money?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Property report. We had a few things that happened here. We got them done.
And if anybody really loves property and wants to be a head up person that I can contact, please let me know.
Yes, we're going to make sure that this coming year that we do have an active property committee. And as you can see, we have, the majority of our assets are tied in right here. So just the fact that we can sit here as a church takes work and commitment from people to keep the upkeep. Audit committee. This is a good job. Thank you to those people. Everything looks good from the audit side. And I think the comment in here was that moving to our new financial system has been great for the audit committee because everything is there now. The endowment fund report. It's we get a few entries into our. We just get credit from our interest. We did have. A little bit added to the endowment fund. And as I understand, the endowment fund has to reach $10,000 before funding can start being used from that. Is that correct? I think.
Is that one endowment fund from that man, are there certain specifications as to what that can be used for? Some of it has to go out to the public.
Oh, you mean the Nielsen account?
Yes.
That's separate.
That's a separate one.
Oh,
okay.
And I don't think we have anybody on who was on that audit committee or on the church endowment fund that can really explain that to us. But we're going to have to get some more information out to the congregation. Any questions on those reports? Thank you for everyone that sent in the report. Can we have a motion to accept the reports?
So moved.
Carl, moved. Second. Joe. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion carried. We're going to move into old business. And if you look on page 16, last year's meeting said there was a motion that was passed saying that the motion was we sell the 645 property, which is the property next door, rental church house. Next to the church, pay off the balance owed, and return any excess to the church. The motion was amended to add any excess realized from this sale to be brought before the congregation in a special meeting to discuss profit or loss. The council looked at this. We have a return off that property of $60,105.43 after all expenses were taken out. The loan has all been repaid and everything. Council decided to come up with a resolution, which is on page 16. And it's starting at the top, titled, I want to make sure that everybody understands what this resolution is about, because we're going to be voting on this resolution. You'll be voting yes or no to approve it or disapprove it. But is a, up on the title section, the first lines, a method for voting members attending this year's meeting to rank suggestions that will be used to divide the proceeds from the sale of the 645 property. Whereas the congregation voted to sell the property, and then the property was sold on September 9th, and whereas after paying the loan, maintenance expenses, and so forth, proceeds are about $60,000, which has been placed in the church savings account temporarily. You'll be able to see that amount show up in the treasurer's report. We move on down to whereas the council, about halfway down, discussed how to honor this motion, and the following process was agreed to. The congregation gave council suggestions on thoughts that they had on how the proceeds were to be divided. So if you were, the pastor sent out on Facebook asking for suggestions on how the excess from this sale were to be divided up. It was also sent out through the monthly newsletter, I believe. Also, was pieces of paper were sent out during several Sundays. And we had a lot of people send in information, which was great. The council also has suggestions on how this could be divided up. These are the suggestions that you are going to be voting on today. The council developed a table of 15 suggestions to divide the sale proceeds up. If you look on the following page, page 18, hopefully you have taken some time to look at those suggestions. We'll give you time here before everything is over with. Each voting member shall rank their top choices, which may be as few as one or as many as 17 on this table. The results will be tabulated and discussed at the next scheduled council meeting, which any person is free to attend. The council will tally the top suggestions as ranked by the voting members and then assign a dollar figure to those rankings based upon information given by the voting members. The council will then report back to the church membership upon completion. So, on page 17, up toward the top, about a third of the way down, be it resolved, the table of suggestions for dividing the proceeds from the sale of the 645 North Burritt Street property to be used by the council as a sole method for determining the disposition of $6,105.43 from the sale of the property. So, kind of to paraphrase this, this resolution has been adopted by the council. Therefore, this is a motion on the floor. Then we will soon accept a second, and then we will vote on it. If you vote yes for the proposal, the resolution, then we will use the table on page 18. This table we pass out to you, and you will fill it out and give us your suggestion on how we should divide up the $60,000.
Isn't that little sheet of paper, Ken Dean, that we've done there, that one Sunday? Don't that tell us what's going on?
That little piece of paper that you wrote things on?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have put those right here on the left-hand side. You can see the number. There were many people that repeated each other. I mean, they weren't copies or anything else, but they had the same idea in mind. And so we, instead of putting everybody's individual, we grouped them into these groupings such as one, replace the funds that were transferred from St. Luke. Tracy.
Do we have to pay taxes on the amount made on the house?
Pardon?
We have to pay taxes on the amount made on the house.
We are a nonprofit organization. As far as I know, no. Besides that, we lost.
It was a net loss.
Right.
Anyway. Okay.
We need to buy another house.
Right. I move that we accept resolution 2015-1.
Thank you. The movement has already been made since, according to the church constitution, resolution is a motion on the floor. But I want to make sure everybody understands what they're going to be voting for. You can either vote yes to use this table or vote no, and we will not use this table.
Thanks for the clarification.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out if we have to vote on each one of those numbers.
No. We felt that if we opened this thing up to everybody, that it would become very confusing. So we asked everybody ahead of time to put their ideas down, which we then convert onto this table. So hopefully you'll see your idea down there in some form or fashion, maybe not the exact wording that you have, but into one of these groups.
Now,
can I make a suggestion, please? We've got a problem ahead of us here with the oil crisis right now. Now, I think it's time we cut back a little bit if we can shave some of this stuff. I see the budget's over $100,000. Okay, I'm going to feel it in my business what the oil prices do with all the unemployment that's going to be with the oil industry. And I've talked to several people when I was in Arizona, and they're oil tycoons, and they're all cutting back. Now, is it too tough for the church to cut back, too?
I think.
Or do we keep spending and spending? And I'm sure we've got some oil people that's got bonds and all that stuff into it. And we're just going to have to cut back for the next 3 years. I'm cutting my business back.
And good comment, and we'll bring that up when we go to the budget end of it. But if you've read this table, now we'll give you time to go through it as you make your suggestions. Some people have already looked at it and already have their rankings and the amount of money they want to put against this. But this is what we have now. I mean, we bring in money from the congregation and other places to support the church. This is on top of what that money is. So however you want to divide this up, I'm not going to influence anybody's opinion. Gary?
Just again to clarify, on this resolution, if you approve the resolution, you're really empowering the council to divide the funds. Okay? But we're going to use this page with your information in order to do that. Now, that doesn't mean if one person says we're going to have a prayer garden, for example, that doesn't mean we're going to do that. We're going to take the main ones and divide it up. We're not necessarily going to put $1,000 in this one and $10,000 in that one. We're going to do the best we can. So you're empowering the council to make that decision based upon the comments. Now, if you vote no on the resolution, then we're going to need to decide today and have a motion on how we're going to divide those proceeds. Okay?
I think a lot of this, every month, we're behind. I think we need to figure out extra money so that the poor treasurer don't have to scrounge for money to pay the minister and pay the expenses. We need to put an X amount of dollars away. This is my opinion. I'm not filling out no form. But put X amount of dollars in Gary's fund. He knows where to put it. And put another $10,000 or so into the church coffers, where the poor treasurer don't have to scrounge around trying to find money. How's she going to pay everybody?
That's reflected in number one, George.
Well, I haven't got time to read that.
Well, just read number one, the last part. Long-term emergency reserves need approval of congregation to remove funds of $2,500 or more. So there is a way to pay that money, to get that money if we need it. But it will be in an emergency fund. It won't be used for month-to-month expenses.
But if you also look at
how you're going to keep up on your month-to-month expenses.
Then number two, you vote for one and two.
Right.
Number two is it goes into the general fund for
to
pay bills, get out there, and have to general fund
right.
to pay church expenses as needed.
So one and two, there you go.
What do we need to call for the vote?
We
don't need a motion, right?
We don't need a motion.
A second.
Let's just vote for it as is.
Are we going to get another sheet to put our choices on?
Yes. I second that motion.
Okay, George seconds the motion to approve the resolution 2015-1 as written. All those in favor, raise your right hand. I'm looking around here to okay. All those in favor, or all those that vote no, raise your right hand. This is only a simple. Okay, the motion has passed.
31-0.
If I can have Gary and Todd.
Oh, I thought, okay,
gotcha.
I wonder.
Nelson, we need it back.
This paper that they're passing out, is that
is for your personal choices. No, it's a little chart of the barriers. You will put on here your personal preferences on how to use your money and the house.
That's what you need it back.
So you make your choice on this deal.
Yes. If you have already written something out and would like to staple it to this piece of paper, we can do that.
Which one do you want? One or two or three or several of you write this thing, but you don't have to write it all. You want to make it one like this, one like this.
Now, these papers are not signed. We're not interested in who made the suggestion, how much money, or anything else. The council only needs suggestions on how you think the money should be divided up. And if you can put a dollar figure next to it that somewhat comes up to $60,000, that'd be great. Because we need to know the magnitude of how much you really think needs to go into whichever number you use as number one or number two, or however you want to rank it.
Yeah, I've been fond of those.
She's
good for the next week.
Okay, everybody voted that wanted to vote and put in their suggestions? Good. Council will appreciate that. We're done with old business. We'll move into new business. Congregation council election.
Oh,
what about the... Did I miss something? Oh, I'm sorry. From last year's meeting, we had an approved motion to have a three-person committee to look at the future Scandinavian dinner and the cost. And at this point, we do not have anybody on that committee. Do we have anybody that would like to be on that committee to look at it? Right now, we've dropped it. But there was a part of the motion was to set up a committee to see if they, what they wanted to do with it. Whether this would be a suggestion for somebody else in the community that might want to do it, just to keep the tradition alive, but maybe not done by the church here. That might be some idea to look at. Do we have anybody that wants to be on a committee? I know I'm talking to, I'm preaching to the choir who has done, you all are in something in this church. And it's appreciated. Lois, did you have any comments?
Well, I just said, if they have any ideas, any comments.
Any comments on, anybody have regrets giving up the Scandinavian dinner? Anybody have suggestions on what we should... Maybe this was a way of outreach. I don't think we were getting a lot of new people in.
I do miss the rice pudding.
And the little fish.
And the little fish.
We'll make some for you, Gary. Yeah. For a small price.
I was going to say, find the person who made the rice pudding and go over there and place it.
All right.
Okay, I think that would... Okay. I'm sorry about that, so we'll move on to new business.
election of council members. My term is up, and Lois's term is up. Lois will not be seeking a new term on the council. I will be.
Good.
Great. I think it doesn't matter because you are.
Pardon?
Yes.
Lois has done a lot for the church.
I'm sure.
And she did a very good job at this past year. And I'm sure she's done good jobs in the past when she was on council. This was my first year on the council. A lot of learning. A lot more to do on the council. A lot of organization to be done, I feel, to make sure that there's a transition to the next council. There was 5 new members, if you remember, on this council. That was left the pastor, who had been on the council before for 1 year, and Todd, who had been on the council for 2 years. Well, at least this was his second year. Very little institutional knowledge came, down the pipe. I believe, truly that we did what was desired of us, what could be done, but it can be done better in order to transition this to the next council members when this comes about. Normally there's 2 council members every third year that are real, can be elected.
Am I missing out? Can we have it listed which ones are going on and which ones are on, or am I just missing that? I mean, who's going off? You just said who's going off.
Yes.
So that means 2?
We, at this point in time, it was only hours ago, I was back and forth. Whether I was going to be on or off.
Something turned you on, then?
I saw you out there, George, and I said, if I can help George, I'm going to be on the council. I mean, somebody's got to help you, George, so I'm going to do that. So I'm just kidding. No, we did not, up until when this was all printed up, there was nobody that had put their hand up.
To
be on the council, to be nominated and elected. Right now, we need one person to be on the council.
Well,
we have 2 nominations. I will go back on if I'm nominated, and a second person to be nominated and voted on. So we're going
to
vote on 2 people.
Commend the council very much because they had a tough year. And I think that they need a clap.
Thank you. Gary?
I just want to say that a year ago I was dragged kicking and screaming onto the council. And my biggest concern on getting on the council was disagreements and bickering and that sort of thing. And I have to say that this has just been a great group of people. I've really enjoyed it. And so it's not a bad thing. I think we all are heading down the right path. We're all together. And so please consider taking a little time to be on the council because it really has been a good experience.
And I second that. I've had a good experience on the council. I think Jim?
Yes, fully agree.
Aida? Lois?
Todd.
Pastor, has it been a good time?
Don't forget Todd.
And Todd. We're going to drag Todd into this more. Okay, we still need another, I guess I will put my hand in if you want to nominate me. I'd like to have one other person say yay.
I nominate Dean.
I second that. If there needs needs to be a second.
Okay, the chair is in a situation where the chair, it's not the chair's position, but my position. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 No, if you're opposed.
No, I think we ought to turn that around a little bit. I think what we should do is reopen it and move Gary Kramer into the president. And
they vote on that, George. They decide that at the meeting who's going to be the president.
Oh, that's what they do?
Yeah, they
do. Right. Okay, go ahead.
But I second it.
I haven't been on a council for 20 years.
Pastor, well, wants them to be a member for 2 years before they go on to council. Because we've jumped on.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Lois.
And then, so that's, or otherwise, yeah. Any volunteers?
I thought you said 20 minutes.
Pardon?
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for someone.
I nominate Sid.
What?
For your honor.
What about Pat?
No. Patty, or Sid, did you decline?
Retired now. Yeah.
I nominate Chuck Thompson.
I respectfully decline too. We haven't been a member of the church where I feel comfortable doing that yet.
And that should not enter into anybody's, not knowing anything about the church or enough about the church, because there was basically five people that went in not knowing, and we got through.
I nominate Grant.
Yeah, Grant.
No, I won't accept. Sorry.
Carol? No. Bill?
I do have a comment. If Lois is going off, there's only one other woman on there. I think that whoever goes on should be a woman, so that there's more than one woman on the council.
Good point.
It gives you a different perspective.
Good point.
Pastor Legion.
Loretta, will you? Loretta, would you consider? I've asked also several of the younger women. I asked about 20 people at the nominated meeting, and several of them were busy, with their kids and whatnot, and said, no, I'm not here tomorrow.
I'll do it.
Yay!
You get a prize.
Yeah.
I nominate Marcia Parker.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That was a resounding aye.
Thank
you,
Marcia.
I can have a great time tonight.
Who seconded it?
Welcome, Marcia.
It's only a 10-year term.
Thank you. That's a question. What? How many years has she signed up for?
Three.
Oh,
yeah.
I have two.
And you're on for 3 years.
I'm on for 3.
Oh, okay. So guys,
we're back on the rotation now.
Mm-hmm. So who will?
Next
who
year.
Will be going with Todd will go off next year.
I think it's written.
No, well, Todd's
before.
Position will be up. He will put his name back in.
Yeah.
His wife has a year, twisting a little bit. And
well, you just tell her it's either him or her. And Aelita.
Okay, and Aelita goes off next year. You all have a year to decide, you know, who wants to come on to the council. But the council is an important entity. There are things that need to be done. And it is an extension of the congregation. By your vote of the people on the council, you are extending a hand to them saying, you can take care of this. And in reverse that, as a council member, we know who we are representing. And it's you. And anytime you want to talk to any of us to give us information or suggestions, we appreciate it. We're not going to throw that down into the trash can. Because we work for all of you. If you put your trust in us, we also work for God. You are the church. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going on to number two, the second two. Senate Convention Delegates Election. Pastor, have you got a few words to say about the Senate? We do not have anybody at this time that has said they would truly like to go. There's some thought out there, and I'm sure that those people will step forward.
Mm-hmm. Senate Assembly is May 1st through 3rd in Salt Lake. And the Senate Assembly is all the Rocky Mountain Synods getting together, so from El Paso to here and from Utah to here. all of us get together for Synod business, so the Rocky Mountain Synod is the larger church. It's always a lot of fun.
Yes.
Those who have gone before always have a really great time. It's great to know you're not alone. There's other Lutherans out there, learn new things, hear really good speakers. And there are votes. That's why we have to vote on our delegate to go, because at assembly things are voted on that need official voting. So that's why we have to elect our person today. Questions?
I like Boston.
Okay. And we have to have at least one person, but it's nice to take two. So if somebody else would want to go, that's cool. And I'll go. Cool. Yeah, that would be really good for council members. So we've got Pat and Marcia. Anybody else?
Public,
yes. And we can discuss.
Everybody in favor of Pat and Marcia going to the Senate?
Aye.
Say aye. We didn't second it, but I'm sorry, we're going to try to get out of here now.
Is this by common consent?
So by common consent, yes. We'll move on to the financial budget explanation, discussion, and vote for our new budget. Aelita and Gary.
If I get this work. So most people can't hear me. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to keep this very short. I hope you've all had a chance to look it over. You start on the very first page, the church's financial position. We are in much better shape at the end of 2014 than we were at the end of 2013. Giving is up. Expenses are down. We're down. We no longer have the rental house or the debt that went with it. And if you go down to summarize revenue and expense activity, before the sale of the house, clear down at the bottom, the net loss for the whole year is less than $2,000. The house was sold at a net loss. I can't put all the figures on here, but from what the house was originally purchased for, what we sold it for, and minus all of the expenses, including paying off the debt, we ended up with a net loss of $18,188 on the house. Any questions on these first two pages, or first two reports? Gary gets to answer the questions, so fire away. The second page would be page 20. The dedicated funds activity is pretty much self-explanatory, unless anyone has questions.
Alina?
Yes.
Distributions, were those actual checks or just because there's also the transfers column? So did those distributions, are they by way of a check?
Yes, they are. In other words, like money that was brought in, say, what we received on the Nelson-Nielsen Fund, the distribution that went out of there is for the expenses for the bus shelter. So if it came in as a dedicated fund, it also, the money was spent via a check back out.
So that would be a community payment out from that.
Right. And like the milk fund, if you donated to the milk fund, that was a receipt into the milk fund, and a check was written to the milk fund. And Sherry and I have worked very diligently this year to chip away at the balances that were carried over from 2013 into 2014 to get those current.
Memorial funds, are they, does that go to the general?
For Nelson-Nielsen?
No, for memorials.
The memorial funds are like from funerals. Okay, if there is a designated fund, like say someone wants to designate purchasing another window, or they want donations to the food pantry, those designated funds will be put into that memorial fund and a check written to disperse it to the fund or benefactor specified. If it is not specified, it goes into the general fund.
So as of right now, that's a zero.
Right.
Accounts total.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Okay. The 2014 general fund expenditures and proposed 2014 spending plan. The very first line is the 2015 pledges. We have not had pledges for many years to work with, so councils in the past were kind of working in the blind. And as you work your way through the proposed spending plan, we have a projected budget of $106,825 for 2015 expenses. There is a shortfall of $16,799 for the pledges, but there's people who did not pledge, and so the pledges are just exactly what we received, as well as I took an average of past cash contributions. So the budget shortage isn't as bad as it could be. And as I said before, we are still in much better shape than we were a year ago.
So this $16,799 deficit that we are hoping will be by cash deposits or
cash
donations or something?
Or people that did not pledge. There are people in the congregation that either were not here or chose not to pledge. So it's, we can't guess on that.
I might note that last year that instead of negative 16, it was a negative 102.
Oh, I realize.
Because we did not do any pledges. So we fully expect that, of course, assuming everyone honors their pledge, we certainly assume there's a number of people that did not make a pledge that will give. So, we've got to have a little faith there. But as you can see from last year's actual budget, we actually cut expenses by a significant amount over what was approved in the budget. So we are definitely watching the expenses and how the money's spent. But as you all know, costs go up, and we have to be prepared to take care of the necessary things to keep the church running. But we will certainly continue to do our best to keep those down. But my message to you is it's nice to see that the givings have increased, please try to help keep up with, each of us needs to keep up with our end of the deal, because it puts a lot of stress on the treasurer every month to pay bills if we don't have the offerings. And there's certain times of the year I think we see that that's especially true, especially like in the summer. A lot of times when people don't come to church, they don't give as well. So we all have to try to remember, even if we're not here during the summertime, for on vacation or something, it's still important to try to get our pledge in to help with the day-to-day operations.
Thank you, Gary. Any other comments or questions? Thank you, and thank you all for being a part of this congregation.
Thank you, Ailea and Gary. Everybody are comfortable with what they've heard about the budget? And I can the chair can now entertain a motion to approve the budget.
So moved.
Carl, we got a second?
Second.
Okay, we do have a second. Any discussion?
Who seconded?
Bill. All those in favor of approving the budget as written, please say aye.
Aye.
All those in do not approve, excuse me. All those not in favor, say no. Motion carried. We'll now move into our benediction.
And door prizes. All right, our first door prize. The question is, who? Oh, you have to raise your hand so I can see you. Who is the presiding bishop of the ELCA?
Margaret A. Payne.
No.
G-I-O.
Elizabeth E.
To be correct?
No.
Okay. On the front of the annual report, there's a people in yellow shirts. What's that all about?
Yes, let's work our hands.
Hey.
Gotta raise your hand first.
Raise your hand.
Would you? No.
Win your own.
How many other ELCA congregations are there approximately?
61.
No, you're wrong. It's in there? Higher than 61.
Higher than 30.
Higher than that.
149.
Are you talking hundreds?
149.
No, there's a lot more than that.
630.
A lot more than that.
In our city?
No, in the ELCA.
I thought
The ELCA, how many churches?
10,000.
Yes.
John.
Good job. Okay, now we're getting hard. So this is a big prize for this one. What is the Always Being Made New campaign about? Always Being Made.
Mission Fund. What is
that? The Always Being Made New campaign. What is that about? What's the details on that? What's the hope of that one?
The Senate relocation is good.
Oh. You know, so you get the prize.
Always Being Made New. Did you have it? Nope. Somebody in finance. Song? Which song do you want to sing? Do I do the HIPAA song? You want to do the HIPAA song? No? The pasta song?